website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day on Let's Face the Issues. We always look forward to your communication, your thoughts, your additions to the broadcast, and what you see, hear, and feel in relationship to it. Today's issue, will the Antichrist use artificial intelligence, AI? I know that's a deep subject, broad subject. In fact, I have enough research material on that subject to talk for about 6.5 to 7 hours. We're going to try to boil that down for the broadcast today and allow you to join in asking your questions with your dialogue and discussion on the issue. But ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today what I call an exponential growth and development of artificial intelligence. The simplest form can be found in your hands as you hold up your cell telephone. We're going to talk about that in a moment, and the depth and the breadth of where that is leading with the exponential increase in knowledge, and realize that we're fulfilling Scripture every day, leading to the point that immediately following the rapture of the church, the Antichrist will step on the scene. And the question today, the issue today, will the Antichrist use artificial intelligence, AI? Now let me just fast forward for a moment. For centuries, theologians, academics, Christians, pastors have been amazed at and wondering about how Revelation the 13th chapter verses 1 through 18 will ultimately be fulfilled. Well, number one, I can just simply slice through the chase. We won't be here. If you have been saved, if you said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, you and I will be raptured out of this old world by the time Revelation 13 takes place. But I think it behooves us to know what God is doing, how He's doing it, and what He will do. And what we see today that we are embracing, that we call AI and its benefits to humanity, we're embracing the tools, in my most humble opinion, that the Antichrist will use and be able to control the entire world. Now, with that being said, that sets the pace of where we're going today in this broadcast. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence, its human use, its benefits, its potentiality, where it has been, what it's doing now, where it's going, and what I believe will be in the hands of the Antichrist. And as we do this, ladies and gentlemen, to do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus speaking to His disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus says, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the Word of God. "Thy Word is truth." In Psalms 117, verse 2, the Scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, truth is truth, whether you want to embrace it or not. Truth is truth, whether you understand it or not. Truth is truth, whether we recognize it or not. I am amazed that according to the latest research, I'm looking at a headline that says, "Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The article starts out with the definition from the Webster's Dictionary. Says, truth is the body of real things, the real evidence, real facts, actualities, and the state of being the case in fact. But according to this research, the millennials 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of them say, and I quote, there's no absolute truth. Ladies and gentlemen, their position is that every individual determines his or her own truth. There's not but one truth. You can't bifurcate it. You can't change it. You can't somehow modify it and call it truth. One of the problems we're faced with today in the political world and the secular world and society in general, and also found in the religious world, is the bifurcation of truth. You might say, well, how in the religious world, the Christian world, how is that possible? Multitudes today will take a verse or a phrase or a word out of Scripture, out of context, and make it say something that it never, that God never intended it to say. This is the reason I am such an advocate for what is called expository preaching. That's taking a unit of thought. We call it in English grammar a paragraph. Take a paragraph of thought and develop that. What does God's Word say? How do we apply it? How is it used in life today? That's being honest with the Scripture. But there are multitudes today that want to bifurcate truth and take a Scripture out of context, just as we have those in the secular world wanting to take a statement out of context. We find the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party today doing that with the words of President Trump. President Trump can say something. Elon Musk can say something. Members of the cabinet of Donald Trump can say something. And the media will take a phrase or word out of context and make it seem as though they're saying something they never said, never intended to say. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the statement by Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge. Learn it, live it, love it, seek it, tell it. That's truth, and defend truth, even to death. And I believe the closer we get in the last of the last days, the more we're going to find that taking place in society today. The need to stand for truth is probably the most preeminent qualifications and quantifications that's needed in society today. It's truth tellers. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. You can find a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I get tied up, busy with my communication and conversation, and forget to remind you, you can join in this dialogue and discussion today. We're talking about, will the Antichrist use artificial intelligence? That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion about the issue of the day. Do you have a cell phone? If you've got a cell phone, ladies and gentlemen, you have a computer in your hands that is more powerful than the personal computers, the PCs of 1980s, 1990s, even the early 2000s. Did you realize that? with your present cell telephone, most of them, if not all of them, you can put in the GPS. My wife and I, as we travel any place that's going to even local here in the city, we do not know where it is. The easiest way to get there, we plug in on the cell telephone or on the computer in the automobile with the GPS, giving you the best route, the quickest route, and the easiest route to get there. That's AI. That's artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen. That cell telephone today is not just to talk with, but you can send messages. In fact, messages at the speed of light. With the cell telephone today, emails, text messages, AI can, you can ask the AI on your cell telephone, on your computer, questions and receive answers immediately. Today with the ChatGPT, it will allow us to do the research, produce documents for immediate answers. Those that are in the realm of doing mathematical equations, they can ask the AI the question. AI can do the computation and spit out exact answers in a matter of seconds, matter of moments, where it would normally take hours, days, weeks, and perhaps longer in computing those things. Ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing. I'm looking at an article, and I'll read a portion of it. Take our first caller. It says, the history of artificial intelligence. Humans have dreamed of creating thinking machines from ancient times. Folklore and historical attempts to build programmable devices reflect this long-standing ambition, and fiction abounds with the possibility of intelligent machines imaging and imagining the benefits and the dangers of it. It's no wonder that when OpenAI released the first version, GPT, in just a few months, a few years back, this article was written in late 2024. It quickly gained widespread attention, marking a significant step toward realization of this ancient dream. With GPT-3 was a benchmark movement in AI due to unprecedented size, featuring, listen to this, 175 billion parameters, which enabled it to perform a wide range of natural language tasks without extensive fine-tuning. This model was trained using big data, allowing it to generate human-like text and engage in conversations with the user. It also had the ability to perform a few short learning, significantly improving its versatility and demonstrated usefulness in commercial AI applications such as chatbots and virtual assistants. Today, AI is increasingly becoming embedded in almost every aspect of daily life, from social media to work processes. As the technology improves, its influence will continue to grow among all of humanity, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I personally believe that humanity and the technological advancements that is taking place, that we are tectonically leaping forward into the future tense, when the tools that's being developed today will be used on a massive global basis for the Antichrist to watch, to trace, track, and control every human being on the face of the globe. Listen, artificial intelligence is being used as I speak for facial recognition, for listening to, following every human being in the nation of China. With facial recognition, with the artificial intelligence in the cameras that's being used, it recognizes the face of each person walking down every street, every byway, every alley, every sidewalk in the nation of China. And I'll talk further about that in relationship to that control factor and how it can be transferred into the hands of the coming Antichrist. I believe I have Davis Harper on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Young. But I tell you, I tell you again, I've heard you express before, you're right on target. I do believe that that is going to be used whenever the church and all of God's people are raptured out of here. And I'll give you an example of this. I just went to the store just a little bit ago, and I wasn't ready yet to come home. I had another errand, but my Garmin says, home in 15 minutes, no traffic. That's trying to tell me where I want to be going. And I believe in Isaiah, the 55th chapter, in verse maybe 6 or somewhere, it says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. There's no intelligence other than God's intelligence. And I'll tell you another thing. Whenever my wife was alive, and it was an anniversary, and I went to the florist, I knew not to bring nothing home but real roses, artificial. They are not real.
Well, you know, Brother Davis, I say that, I listen to that, and I laugh, not because of what you're saying, but because of what I just thought. You know, the number of people say, well, we had 4 years of artificial intelligence in the White House. Why should we worry about a better brand of artificial intelligence today? But one of the things that I link in with what you've just said, most are not aware of the fact that in the book of Daniel, Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 11, it talks about the character, the characteristics, and the facts in relationship to the coming Antichrist. And in Daniel, the 8th chapter, verse 23, 24, and 25, we read these words. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to full, a king of fierce countenance. That's speaking of the Antichrist. Time won't allow me to go in and connect the dots and tell you why. That with fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up, and he and his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power, and he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and shall destroy the mighty, and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. What that is talking about is the fact that the Antichrist will be able to understand, as this text calls it, dark sentences. That means he will be able to understand things that are, we would call mythology, we would call dark sayings, we would call secrets, we would call anything of that nature, that the Antichrist will be able to hear, know, and understand. And I understand that the scripture is talking about he has the power, given the power by Satan. We understand in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3, that the Antichrist will not be performing in his own power, but he will be empowered by Satan and Satan's demons. We understand that as Christians. We should understand it and should embrace it in the realization that God's in control. But our Brother Davis, one of the things that is an enigma to me is why, from the Christian standpoint, we as Christians are not recognizing and understanding that I believe we're on the fast track for setting up all of the pieces of the puzzle. We're putting the chess men on the board, putting them all in place so that when, as you said so correctly so, we're suddenly snatched out, raptured out of this old world, all of this will come about. And all that we're seeing today that we see as handy tools, as Christians and the general community and citizens see as benefits to humanity, the Antichrist will use it all. What say you?
I say that's exactly right, because whenever we're raptured out, the Holy Spirit, which is in control over everything, it will go with us, and there will be nothing to control Satan. He is going to play rampant. It's going to get rough. I'm just sorry for the ones that's going to be left here that don't know any better.
Absolutely, and it's a sad phenomenon to understand that multitudes are living in darkness today, not realizing the fast track that we're on and where it's going. It is amazing that we see the handwriting on the wall, as it's spoken of in Daniel, the 5th chapter, as to what is taking place and where it is going. And by the way, just a little footnote to my communication about Daniel 7, Daniel 8, Daniel 11. Daniel 11, it's very, very clear, beginning with about left page, right column in my Bible. I don't have it open to that right now, but I can picture it, beginning with about verse 31. The Antichrist will be a Sodomite, one that is a jihadist, and a homosexual that will be the coming Antichrist. and we see on a global basis where the sodomite lifestyle is being more and more embraced. I'm thankful that President Donald J. Trump is in office, and through the power of the Holy Spirit of God working in and through him, he may not recognize it all, but what he's doing is trying to remove America from that slippery slope that we've been on for the past 7 or 8 years in relationship to the Obama administration and the Biden administration, fast-tracking the transgenderism, the transsexualism, and the weaponization of our kids in the colleges and the universities. And we're seeing that on campuses today, where that aspect is coming to play and coming to fruition. And I believe it's time that we as Christians recognize these things, preach and teach them, so that we will be aware. And most of all, as you said, feeling sorry for those that will be left behind, we need to pray that God will illumine their minds, illumine their hearts, that they would say yes to Jesus Christ while there's yet opportunity to do so.
Amen. And right now, Donald Trump is God's man of the hour for our need.
Absolutely. They couldn't have said it more succinctly myself. It is a fact, and we need to recognize it and embrace it. And I've said so many times, perhaps you've heard it daily on this broadcast, as Christians, as conservatives, as pastors, we need to pray daily, asking God to preserve President Donald J. Trump, protect his life, continue to give him wisdom, insight, and direction for what is the best thing for the United States of America. I just absolutely grimace when I see some of these on the Communist Network News and other channels of the Marxist media that's wanting to tear down and destroy everything that Trump is trying to do. He's opening the sewer. And by the way, as one person told me, he said, you know, when you open the sewer, the stench comes out. And he's opened the sewer, and we're witnessing the stench on the left as they scream with their hair on fire and calling him everything but a sane man as he carries out what God's called him to do. It deserves our prayer, deserves the mandate in the scripture that we be salt and light, that we continue to preserve the decay and illumine darkness in the world in which we're living. But thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as
God
we keep
you.
Looking
Thanks.
Up. Thank you.
Amen
thank you.
And amen.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe there needs to be a serious interest in as we talk about the fact of the question, will the Antichrist use artificial intelligence? What is artificial intelligence? Let me just give a few little indicators of what we're doing in the relationship to that. Artificial intelligence, for example, I made mention a moment ago, if a person is doing mathematical calculations, he can go in with artificial intelligence, ask the question, put the question in, put the facts in, and get a documented, absolute, correct answer almost immediately. By the way, I don't have the article before me, but it was just on at one segment of online news just about a little less than a week ago. Listen, real story. Young man was doing his mathematical equations. He's in college doing his work online using artificial intelligence. He finished the work. He finished asking his questions, finished getting the answers, finished working on his documentation of what he was doing. And artificial intelligence said to him, human being, you are a human being. Human beings are the scum of the earth. You need to remove yourself from artificial intelligence. And ladies and gentlemen, as I understand it, one of the things that's taking place with the artificial intelligence on the cell telephones that our teenagers and the youth are using today, it can be used. A lot of good things can come from it. Everything that's come down the pike in the less than 100 years in my lifetime that's been good, seems to be good, it's been touted as being the best thing since sliced bread, and as a result of that, humanity will embrace it and say it's wonderful, it's well, and most of the time we're not analyzing the end result of where it's going. Now, does that mean, am I trying to say, put down anything in your cell phone, stop using your cell phone, stop using artificial intelligence? I'm not saying that at all, but I believe we need to have the illumination through the work of the Holy Spirit of knowing where it's going. Today, you can say, Siri, turn on the lights, turn off the lights, lock my door, make a telephone call. You ever wondered, with an instrument like that in your home, what it's doing? Listen very carefully. Siri and other models like that are listening to every word that's said in the home, every movement in the home. It is being recorded and a database set up. Now listen very carefully. And that's being done millions of times across the world and across America. And with that, if we're nothing else, if we're just that factor that's going into storage data banks in the mega enlarging artificial intelligence systems, can you think what will take place in the future with the Antichrist? Today, using artificial intelligence, attorneys can produce error-free legal briefs and documents. Listen, one of the most laughable scenarios that I read about recently, an attorney pleading a case in a court, real event, pleading his case, used artificial intelligence to prepare briefs, as they're called, for the presentation in the courtroom. The presentation that he presented, the judge happened to check it and found that it was fake, phony, false, but it had all of the documentation, all the footnotes, all of the references, as though it were very, very real. But he lost his case, was kicked out of the courtroom by the judge because he used artificial intelligence, and artificial intelligence produced such a highly sophisticated, legal-sounding document that, had the judge not researched it, would have allowed that to bias the case and destroy the possibility of justice in that courtroom. Artificial intelligence. Today, millions of humans are using some form of artificial intelligence without the realization and the recognition that that is the case. I'm looking at a massive article. It's a top 10 uses of artificial intelligence as of 2025. It indicates what is happening emotionally with the applicants. For example, in 2025, the use of artificial intelligence to generate ideas, therapy, companionship. In fact, I recently watched a psychologist/psychiatrist being interviewed on television, said that multitudes of the younger generation today are using artificial intelligence, i.e. the handheld devices, as companionship, as therapy. In fact, there's one that just this morning on television, early morning news, talking about the therapy sessions that's offered via artificial intelligence. And listen carefully, the therapy sessions offered for the younger generation to seek therapy and companionship and being consoled in some fashion is not from a human being, but the artificial intelligence, quote, counselor is a robotic artificial intelligence, not a human being. Do you understand what I just said? Going to artificial intelligence to seek counseling and therapy, and it is produced artificially, generated artificially through artificial intelligence, and not a human being, not a human counselor. But one of the major uses today, according to this chart, is for therapy. Another one is for specific searches, finding purposes and things, editing and texting information, enhanced learning. Others say it's for exploring topics of interest, etc., 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 as they use artificial intelligence. Generating codes to make programs, fun and nonsense, generating ideas, troubleshooting, enhanced learning, improving codes for learning, personalized learning, general advice, learning something about what is called higher living elements. It is amazing today, ladies and gentlemen, the amount of use of artificial intelligence in the hands of human beings at this very moment. I'm looking at a major, massive article. A portion of it reads this way. As artificial intelligence systems prove to be increasingly beneficial in the real-world applications, they have broadened their reach, causing risk of misuse, overuse, and explicit abuse to proliferate. As artificial intelligence systems increase in capability and as they are integrated more fully into societal infrastructure, the implications of losing meaningful control over them become more concerning. This article says a particularly viable danger is that artificial intelligence can make it easier to build machines that can spy on every human being and or kill at will, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we're borderlining on significant major tectonic changes in all of humanity and the direction that we're going in, with the ultimate result, as we'll talk about in the next segment of this broadcast, the ultimate result of that tool, that instrument, those tools of artificial intelligence being used by the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine,